This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Yo!
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 Back again.
What up, dude? It is episode number 45. It's a landmark here on Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. What's going on?
Edging closer to the Magic 50, man.
As you might be able to tell, it is just two voices as opposed to three or four tonight. Axis of Ian, otherwise known as Ian, he is gone for the day because as we speak, his band, The Loss, is playing probably their last show ever. In fact, they kind of broke up already. They're on hiatus, at least, and they're playing a benefit show for a man known as Adrian. Now, Ryan, why don't you give a little rundown about what happened with Adrian and why this is happening?
Okay, so our good friend Adrian, who's one of the guys who puts together Rainfest and does all kinds of really awesome things for the local metal and hardcore scene around
Seattle. Yeah, he's
in
a band called Crutches.
Uh-huh. Very, very good dude. Recently got hit by a car, which is obviously not a good thing. He's in the hospital for quite some time, which stacks up quite a huge amount of bills.
Absolutely.
And, so yeah, they're playing a benefit for Adrian, and he's a really great dude, so it's a good cause. I'm stoked.
So everyone, send out your well wishes to Adrian. If you don't know him, let him know. His name's Adrian Way. Hit him up on Facebook and just lurk him and poke him on Facebook and let him know that he's a good dude.
Just don't poke him in real life. He's still fragile.
That's true.
Yeah.
So what's going on, man? It has been a busy week. As we speak, I am going to be going next week. I'll be in San Diego. So I'm going to be gone for next Metal Shop. And, you know, I'm going to be on vacation. Something that is very, very overdue. I have a full-time job along with Metal Shop, and I like these things. But it's nice to be able to get away for a little bit.
Yeah, it's good, man. It's good. Come back with a little fresh perspective and, you know, revitalized, feeling ready to party again.
And when I'm in San Diego, I'm dragging my girlfriend to a indie pro wrestling event.
Oh, man.
So pumped.
Well, it's not a Kevin vacation without a little pro wrestling.
No,
right?
I'm serious. And it's going to probably be about 10 miles away from Mexico. So it's going to be like southern San Diego, like Chula Vista. So it's going to be like Lucha Libre's core, dude.
Oh, man.
It's going to be awesome. Like, what's that movie? Nacho Libre?
Yeah.
It's
going to
be kind of like that.
That'll be cool. That'll be cool.
So now that we've fully transitioned into the 10 o'clock Metal Shop at 10 thing, how'd you feel about it last week? I mean, when we were out of the show, it was like, I just still felt energized.
Yeah.
I had just popped another energy drink.
Well, it was kind of nice for me. You know, Metal Shop, as awesome as it is, it definitely flips the sleep schedule a little bit on a weekly basis. So it was nice to kind of have a get off a little bit earlier. And I felt like going through the show, we all had a little more energy. We're a little more with it and together. And there were definitely more people calling in and hitting us up on all the different social media pages. So that's pretty good, man. It's a good thing.
Awesome. Well, I want to know, I want you to give a full a rundown of your trip to Eastern Washington, because as us here in Western Washington sometimes forget, there's a completely other side of the state.
Yeah.
And they have a metal scene of their own.
Very true. So we went and played a show with Zahn and The Drip, and with my band Pound.
Yeah, reintroduce your band, of course.
Yep, and we went with our good friends Numb, all crammed into the same van, and they're also a two-piece, so we just shared gear, so it was nice. And went over and played this really awesome show, and had a lot of fun. Hit up a really cool comic book store, got some old-school Game Boy games that I was pretty
stoked
about.
Game Boy games? What'd you get?
Let's see. I got Power Quest and Mega Man X2.
Oh, snap. Mega Man X2.
Uh-huh. And so I was pretty excited about that. Show went really, really well. I'd been wanting to play with Zahn for a while. That band really rules.
What do they sound like?
Let's see. Lots of weird time signatures in a blender.
Some weirdo stuff?
Yeah. It's definitely some weirdo stuff. They're another big fretboard band, so I was pretty stoked about that.
Okay, so Zahn and, of course,
The Drip.
Now they got a bunch of followers over there in Eastern Washington. I know they're probably the biggest band out of that area.
Yeah, for sure. It was a pretty well attended show, and we went and partied at Bobby's house, which is this place called the Sandcastle. Afterwards,
yeah.
And I guess they've been in this house for about 8 to 10 years now, and it's just this legendary party spot. And they used to throw huge, huge, epic shows there. And the house has just absolutely been run through the ringer. You can tell. And we went and partied there and had a really good time. Got a slow mo video of Bobby popping one of his friend's zits on the side of his face.
No, so that's like the new thing. That's like the new porn.
It was pretty putrid, man.
You know there's an entire Reddit page for popping pimples?
Oh.
Like a subreddit just for people who get off or are stoked. I don't know if they get off, per se. But they're stoked on watching images of people popping humongous zits and... You've seen the ones where they just have like enormous like staph infections or like just huge nasty boils. They just slice them open and you just see it's always white, but it's almost like a chunky peanut butter, a white chunky peanut butter oozing pus. It was nasty.
Peanut butter and pussy.
Today I got to go to something known as a bourbon and bacon festival.
Nice.
Yeah, dude. Bourbon and bacon go together pretty well. It was going on at the Fremont, what was it called? The Fremont Foundry. And it was going on from KISW. We put it on and it was packed. It was sold out, man. It was almost to the point of being uncomfortable, but it wasn't because you had bourbon and bacon.
Yeah.
And
were you dipping the bacon in the bourbon? Were they exclusive?
They were exclusive, but you could.
You could.
I mean, you got little sips of bourbon, but the Jim Beam, that they were being pretty liberal with their sauce. I drank 100 proof whiskey. I drank quite a bit of bourbon, and you know.
Well, nothing wrong with drinking some bourbon, man. That's always a good time.
And you know what?
Sipping whiskey.
I think we might need to take a little beer break. We might need to go grab some beers.
That's not a bad idea.
All right, we'll be right back. All right, we got some beers.
All right.
No, actually we don't. But we're going to get some beers here in a few minutes. We're going to go grab some beers when we're done with the podcast, because it just doesn't feel like the podcast without cracking open a few beers. So just know that we're drinking beer in spirit. I got an energy drink. I think Ryan over there has a raspberry lemonade. What do you got?
Raspberry lemonade juice.
Ooh.
Really,
don't name them because they're not paying us.
Really, really going metal with it tonight.
Ooh, raspberry lemonade juice. All right, so if Ian was here, he'd probably be drinking some whiskey, some vodka, and a 40. All three of them. And smoking a fat joint.
Simultaneously.
In the studio. So this week we have a ton of news, so let's get to that. So let's just jump right into it. This week we have announced that Nu Metal is officially back. That's right, Nu Metal is back. And if you don't know what nu metal is, well, it's along the same lines of like Korn, Limp Bizkit, all those things. In the mid-90s, those bands really took metal, kind of dumbed it down a little bit, and I don't know.
Forgot how to solo.
Wore a lot of Adidas, forgot how to solo, played seven strings.
Strapped on some Janko jeans.
Yeah, and Janko jeans are back, which means that, of course, Coal Chamber had to come back. They came back for a reunion show, and as we speak, the show is going to be going on March 11th, which is Wednesday, alongside American Head Charge and Filter, and it should be an interesting one. I will be in San Diego. Ryan's going to be there, because he actually used to love Coal Chamber.
Way back in the day. Gateway bands, man.
And now we're going to play the brand new Coal Chamber song that was released this past week. It's called I Owe You Nothing, out on Napalm Records. We're going to play a little song from it. Here's 1 second.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like nu metal so far.
Oh, yeah.
Does that sound like good old Coal Chamber to you?
Oh, yeah. It sounds like Coal Chamber.
So
sounds like nothing's changed.
It's interesting about Coal Chamber because Dez was in a successful band, Devil Driver. They got a lot of success. And they're very popular. They put out a ton of great, solid records. I wouldn't go as far as to say they were great. I would go as far as to say they were very popular, very successful, very good.
They were never one of my top favorite bands,
but they were always fun to watch.
They were good at what they did. You know?
And, definitely a groove metal band. But now, he's like, screw it. I'm going back for nostalgia's sake. People want to, you know, check out Coal Chamber, want to relive the 90s, want to wear their JNCO jeans, want to dye their hair all kinds of weird colors, do some 90s club drugs.
Well, you know, that's what the JNCO jeans are for, is transporting the club drugs.
Damn. I'm reading this headline right now, and I can't believe this. Metallica has 20 new songs.
Yeah, right?
20 new songs. Is this going to be a double LP?
I don't know, man. I'm kind of hoping they kind of whittle it down and choose the
quality
best
control.
Exactly. You know, in the article, it's saying that they kind of are going through and trying to bridge the gap between pre-production and actually recording. So they're trying to be more creative in the studio and do more songwriting in the studio, which could turn out really, really well, really, really poorly.
Yeah. The last Metallica record we remember was Lulu, but that was not an official quote-unquote Metallica record. That was the Metallica and Lou Reed record. Before that was Death Magnetic, which Ryan might not be into, but I personally thought wasn't essentially a return to form for Metallica, but goddammit, it was better than Saint Anger.
It was better than Saint Anger. There's a lot of things that were better than Saint Anger. It's not that
syphilis
hard.
Syphilis is better than Saint Anger.
A piranha-filled swimming pool is better than Saint Anger.
What is not better than Saint Anger?
I wish we had a cricket sample to click right there.
Well, on to the next news story. Scott Ian got killed on The Walking Dead. We spoke about this probably about within the first few episodes, actually, of Metal Shop's Backstage Pass, and it was on this past week. He had a cameo. Scott Ian, of course, of Anthrax. Anthrax is going to be embarking on their huge tour with Volbeat, and I'm going to be going to that show. Should be interesting to see Scott Ian and Anthrax open up for Volbeat. Obviously, Anthrax, a bit of more of a legacy band. Volbeat, a bit more of a popular with today's crop of youngsters.
Right.
Look, we sound like fucking old guys. But Scott Ian made a cameo. Do you like Walking Dead? Because I've personally never really watched it.
Yeah, I watched my way through the first two seasons. And then when I watch TV shows, I kind of like to binge my way through it. I'll wait till I have an off day and just kind of, you know, sit back, maybe smoke a bowl, you know, grab
you
some
smoke
Cheetos.
Weed?
Well, you know, on an off day, grab some
Dude,
Cheetos.
That's
then,
not cool.
And then go through a whole season, you know, just sesh it.
Sesh it.
Yeah.
So, but you've made your way through most of Walking Dead?
Just the first two seasons. I'm not caught up.
Okay. And it's what, like on season 4 or 5?
Yeah, something like that. No.
What's a show that you tried to binge watch but just fucking sucked?
I can't really.
Downton Abbey?
No, I haven't even attempted that.
It's a little too sophisticated for Ryan the Beard.
No, lately I've been stuck on Under the Dome. It was a
Under the Dome, huh?
Yeah, it's a Stephen King. It's a TV show adaptation of a Stephen King book. It's this small town is stuck under a mysterious dome. Nobody knows where it came from, and they're just trying to deal with it.
Okay.
No, it's kind of like it's exactly what happened in the Simpsons movie, basically.
All right.
As a TV show.
I'm trying to make my way still through Breaking Bad, so.
Well, there you go. Yeah. There you go, man.
It's a little dark at times, though, so if I'm in a shit mood, I don't really want to go that dark.
Well, you know, speaking of things being dark, remember last week we were talking about how stoked we were about Adam Dukowicz from Killswitch Engage winning The Price is Right?
Of course.
So, things got a little bit dark afterwards because he realized that it was a 30% tax on anything that's won on the show.
Yeah, I was actually listening to the Jamie Josta podcast this past week, and f***ing A, man. That's insane. Jamie was like, so you got the cars here? You got the two cars? He's like, no, man, I'm going to sell that. I'm going to sell those cars because I'm not going to be paying $25,000 on taxes for these f***ing things I won.
Yeah, F that. And, I mean, it still looks like he's going to be giving away all the remainder of the money to charities, which is cool. You know, I mean, props to him for, you know, giving it to a good cause.
Yeah, there you go. Speaking of Jamie Josta, this past week he announced and he debuted a brand new song that he's actually going to be using as a theme song for the immortal Matt Brown, a very, very popular UFC fighter. UFC, obviously, huge, huge worldwide fucking entity in and of itself. Millions of people watch that shit. Millions of people watch that pay-per-view. They pay a lot of money, so it's going to be really cool to see Josta getting his name out there, getting his music out there. His song is going to be called I Am the Immortal. You can check it out now. You can actually order it through Bandcamp. Send a few bones over to Jamie Josta. He wrote and recorded it all himself. You may not know this, but he is a musician. He doesn't just scream and bark on a microphone. He actually writes a good amount of the Hatebreed music. And he also gave some insight. He said that he always has been trying to get Hatebreed to be featured on UFC, but because of the band name Hatebreed, they don't really want the negative press that would come with using a band like Hatebreed for a UFC event when they're trying to, I mean, obviously UFC is pretty damn violent. So yeah. Anything more, just maybe a little bit bad press. So
a little bit too far.
But obviously, Jamie Josta is the vocalist of Hatebreed, so it would get out there. You can check it out. I Am the Immortal, the theme song for Matt Brown, the Immortal.
Well, speaking of frontmen doing interesting projects, Nurgle from Behemoth recently announced that he might be working on a solo project. And this is the quote. He said that it would be very stripped down and simple, the most primitive acoustic-based stuff. That's what I'm really into. So we'll kind of see if that ends up seeing the light of day. He's very on the fence. It looks like he's very on the fence about it. And he just said that he's actually got a lot of other projects that just aren't quite suitable for Behemoth. It's a lot of material that he's written and that he's kind of gone over that he kind of wants to do something with, but it's not quite up to par for what the fans are used to from it.
Word. This past week, Tony Iommi has joined the fight to actually pardon the lives of a couple drug smugglers, Andrew Chan and Myuran Sukumaran have been sentenced to death for drug smuggling back in Indonesia. And they're avowed metalheads. They are very, very, very hardcore into metal. They did drug smuggle. So Tony Iommi and Barney Greenway of Napalm Death, they're not saying let these guys off the hook. They should definitely get in trouble for what they did. They were smuggling drugs. That's totally illegal. But they are sentenced to death for this, and they're trying to ask for them to be pardoned. And so they're just kind of trying to show their support. It's pretty cool to see the metal community get behind some of their fans. You may or may not think this is a good thing, you know, because they're drug smugglers, but just know that they didn't f***ing kill anyone. They didn't hurt anyone. They didn't rape anyone. They smuggled some drugs. And they shouldn't die for it. So it's cool to see Tony as well as Barney get behind that.
Exactly, man. Exactly. This is kind of cool, something that I wanted to talk about. There's this really awesome band called Xerath, and one of my all-time favorite guitarists is Steve Vai. And I was really stoked to see that Xerath had covered Steve Vai's song Dirty Black Hole from 1993.
It's pretty
Sex
badass.
And Religion. And it's friggin' awesome. And this was, of course, the Steve Vai album that Devin Townsend did vocals on. And it's awesome. It's spot on, man. It's really cool. Do we have a clip of it?
Yeah, let's play the clip right now. It's Dirty Black Hole by Xerath, the Steve Vai cover. Let's check it out real quick.
Rocking.
Yeah, this is bitching, dude. All right, we're not going to play the whole thing. Obviously, there's copyright issues with that. So that is Xerath.
Check it out. It's good, man. It's totally worth a listen through.
Ryan, why don't you post that on the Metal Shop Facebook and get our listeners to head on over there. If you are not currently doing it, you should go ahead and like us, Metal Shop on KISW on Facebook. We're also part of the 99.9 KISW Facebook page, or you can like us on Twitter at Metal Shop KISW at 999 KISW, all that sh**. On a more, kind of sad note, let's pay our respects to another fallen metalhead. Former Broken Hope drummer Ryan Stanek has died at the age of 42. He was the original former band member of Broken Hope. He played in the first four records, including the very, very influential record Swamped in Gore, which pretty much laid the ground, that really just kind of like laid the foundation for what would become like brutal technical death metal along with Suffocation. He has died. There's not much of a story as far as to what happened, but just know that he is in our thoughts, and we pay our respects and our thoughts and go out to him and his family. Ryan Stanek, rest in peace. Earlier we talked about how Killswitch Engage guitarist Adam D has to pay a lot of money in taxes. Well, if you are a fan of The Price is Right, you're a fan of Bob Barker, you might want to go and check out this past week, Adam Sandler and Bob Barker filmed some more extended scenes. Yes, they went back, they filmed some more scenes to kind of like reignite their feud from Happy Gilmore. It's pretty sweet.
Awesome.
So definitely check that out. It's gone viral this past week. Now, it's time for us to bring it down a notch. We've talked about the news, we've talked about some ongoing craziness in the metal scene, so it's time for brutal poetry, too hot for radio, as we enter the Metal Shop Lounge. This week, Ryan the Beard will be dissecting lyrics from a band called Placenta Power Fist. Now, Ryan, what is this song called again?
Sodomized in Excrement.
Sodomized in Excrement by Placenta Power Fist. Take it away on Brutal Poetry, Too Hot for Radio.
Bestial coitus, the unholy act of feculent sodomy. No screams, no tears, just forbidden lust. He rubs his dick in the feces of the goats, then sticks it in their little goat asses.
Little goat asses.
Blood and excrements on his penis inside the goat. This is the reunion of the natural symbiosis. Massive animalistic satisfaction. Outrageous mating ritual. Sodomy as life force for a man who is driven by disgusting lust and abominable thoughts. The stench of excrements pierces his olfactory organ. Perverse ecstasy. Sodomized in excrement.
Sodomized in excrement by Placenta Power Fist. God damn it, Ryan. You're a f***ing scoundrel. Well, That was crazy. So this week we are going to end the podcast. You know, obviously we didn't go as long as we usually do because Ian's not here and he didn't add to it. So, you know, usually we riff off of each other. Ryan's kind of fucking boring. I'm kind of fucking boring. I'm just playing. We're going to go into an interview, kind of a longer one that we did with a band called Devils of Loudon. Those guys, Devils of Loudon. Sorry, my bad. It looks like it's pronounced Devils of Loudon. But these guys are from the Tacoma and Seattle area, both through the 253 and the 206. These guys have a new record out, and we're going to play you a few songs from it, talk to them for a little bit, and that's all she wrote. It's Metal Shop, Backstage Pass, episode 45. Get into it.
All right, we have a local band in the studio right now by the name of the Devils of Loudon. Hello, gentlemen.
Hey.
Welcome. Yeah, get nice and close to those microphones. Let's send it around the room real quick. Just say your name, what you do in the band, and just make a brief introduction.
Hey, my name is Ben Velozzo.
What's
I play
up,
the
Ben?
Keyboards.
My name is Drew Toole. I play lead guitar.
My name is Billy Keller. I play bass.
My name is Vance Bratcher. I do vocals. And without...
I was going to say, you're missing...
Yeah, we're missing a guitar player and drummer.
Jose. Couldn't get Jose out of the house, could you?
No, we couldn't.
Is he listening right now?
Hopefully.
No, probably not.
He's like, I'm going to bed, guys.
I don't think he is.
No excuse for that guy.
That's
fine. And then we're missing Scott.
Okay, well, cheers to those guys. Not everybody can make it. It's late on Saturday, which is why we're trying to get to 10 p.m.
Hashtag Metal Shop at 10.
There
Metal
you go.
Shop at 10.
We're just going to sneak it in everywhere, man. Like
exactly.
Anyway, so tell us a little... I mean, for those rockaholics, metalheads out there who don't know you guys, you've been around for a few years. What's your establishing year?
Give us some history.
We officially started as a band in 2009. September, our first show is at the Old Hell's Kitchen on 6th Ave in Tacoma.
R.I.P. Great place.
Awesome place.
The band started off basically between Jose and myself. Like, we didn't even have an idea or concept of the Devils of Loudon at the time. We were just jamming. And then Scott Herman's, my guitar player buddy, I brought him in, and he pretty much gave us the first sound of, like, what we were going for. And then we picked up our vocalist, Grant, and he came up with the band name. And then later down the line, we picked up Ben.
We added the key element.
Yep.
We reverently refer to Scott as the maestro. He's basically taken on the majority
awesome.
Of the songwriting functions. There's a lot of credit that that belongs to him.
He's the mastermind.
Metal
the brain.
Maestro.
The brain.
Cool, man. Well, once all the songs are written and ready to go, what's the recording process like? Like, what'd you do for this album? Give us kind of a run-through of how things went.
Yeah, who you're working with? Are you doing it yourself, or how's it working for you guys? There's a lot of options, obviously. It's 2015, for Christ's sake.
Well, we did all the tracking ourselves. Scott started doing all the guitars on his own, and he did the drums, and did the rest of us one by one, and then we sent it off to Ukraine to be mixed by someone else.
Ukraine, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
By Ukraine.
You're sending it to a war-torn area to get that little, you know, dirt on the collar, I guess.
It was cheap.
Just real answer.
Just kidding. They did a great job. I just want to say that they did a great job, and we are probably going to work with them again in the future.
Outsourcing the metal.
The Ukrainian metalheads.
All right, well, we're going to play a song from that record, from your new record, and we're going to debut it here on Metal Shop, right?
Yes.
This is the first time a lot of people have heard this, like mass listening for this, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So don't suck.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
They're like, oh, I don't know.
No pressure.
I can't
no
do pressure. That.
It's not going to suck. We listen
just
to it.
Just kidding.
It's Born from Science. What's this track all about, guys, before we throw it on?
So this track is, well, writing this song, it was about Final Fantasy VII.
Nice.
All right.
And it's about Sephiroth and killing him and him being born from science and everything, so...
Let's do it.
I like it. All I like right. The nerd out vibe. Let's do it.
It's the Devils of Loudon here from Seattle. It's Metal Shop.
Like it. This is local metal, grown locally on metal farms all over the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, honey, aren't these metal trees beautiful?
Why, yes they are.
Metal Shop, 99.9 KISW.
Thank you.
Devils.
Hell yeah.
Of Loudon.
Guys, that is, you've been in the metal shop two or three times now, right?
Yeah, I've been up in your studio so many times.
Up in this bitch?
This is a band that we've been following for quite a while. The recording sounds so good, gentlemen. Well done, I gotta say.
Thank you very much.
It's pretty technical, dude. I'm pretty I'm even impressed with Jose.
Even Jose did.
He's not even
job.
Here, and you're saying nice things about him.
I know. He could just be lavishing in the glory right now.
He's probably playing Counter-Strike.
Yeah, he's playing some video games right now. He's lost somewhere.
I hope you're winning, dude.
The new Devils of Loudon stuff is awesome, gentlemen. That song was called Dominion. Correct?
Yes.
Ben goes, that's one of our classic songs. You might recognize it.
Honestly, that's one of the oldest songs that's a member of our set right now.
We've been doing that single.
I wouldn't.
It is now.
Maybe. Sure. Why not?
No, it sounds great, gentlemen, and it's awesome.
How do we get a hold of these tunes, man?
So right now, while we're listening to it, we posted it on our Bandcamp page.
Perfect.
So the whole album is on release right now, digital download.
All right. First step: spell your band name so we can get there.
All right.
Devils of
Loudon. Loudon.
There it is.
Nice.
It's a town in France. If you type it into Google, Google will correct you. There was also a book by Aldous Huxley. You might be familiar with the author.
Maybe.
What, you mean I gotta read?
No, you just have to spell right.
Okay.
Ben, since you're such a loudmouth right now, I want to know, how do you go about choosing these odd sounds that come out of your keyboard?
Not many metal keyboards in the Northwest, man.
Well, you know, metal keyboards are pretty rare. The sound of these keys is actually even more rare because I sit down with my synthesizer and I program these out by hand every single time. Every sound you hear, I'm custom made. No one else has it.
That's awesome.
It's stored in an SD card in my keyboard, and if you get it, you can pretend you're me.
So I can hack your mainframe. And actually, I probably can't because you're going to hack my mainframe.
I'll get you back,
computer hacker.
Hey, can I download your hands while I'm at it?
I have computer skills. Watch out.
And we are still in studio with local band Devils of Loudon. Gentlemen, it's a pleasure to have you here.
We're happy to be here.
And we're going to play some more of your guys' music, but I kind of want to get a frame of reference. Now, you guys have played a lot of shows with a lot of big bands. Who are some of the bands that you've opened up for that people might recognize?
We've opened up for Septic Flesh, Flesh God Apocalypse, Wretched, Havoc, Ailstorm,
Arsis.
Ooh, Arsis. Oh, yeah.
We had a great time. Last Chance to Reason was a great group. That was awesome.
Sons of Aurelius was that night.
Sons of Aurelius. Yeah. Good underrated band. Not many people give that band a lot of credit.
Those guys are awesome. Their podcast is good, too.
And you guys are playing a really awesome show coming up here at the beginning of March, also, that we wanted people to know about here. A Devils of Loudon Archspire Fallujah.
Yes, show? That's right.
March 7th.
That's going to be a killer show.
It's at Elko.
Yeah. Elko. Okay.
Awesome. And so you guys are going to be opening up that show?
Yeah, we have tickets for $11.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Always buy the tickets from the local bands if you can.
Support the
locals. Track them down. Find out where they work. Wait for them outside their house when maybe not. I don't know.
Stalk us on Facebook, Ben Velozzo. Yeah. I will deliver.
Yeah, man. If you want to give out your cell phone number right now,
check him out
sure
on Tinder.
We can get a lot of response. All right.
So we're gonna play a track called "The Marble Gallery," right?
Yes.
Right on. Cool. So this is off your new record, which is now available online. You can check it out. Google them, The Devils of Loudon, The Marble Gallery. It's Metal Shop. Another new local track.
Yeah.
That is some badass local shreddery at its finest.
Well done, the Devils of Luton in the KISW Metal Shop Studios. Good job, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
It's
Thanks
heavy,
so
it's chunky, it's melodic. The production is awesome.
Devils of Shred.
Man, Ukraine did a good job for you guys.
Yeah.
Duh. Duh. We make good metal records. Well, that rules, man. So we got a few seconds left with you before we carry on here with Metal Shop. So we want to give you a chance to do your last shout-outs, talk about some of the shows you have coming up, and how we can find you.
All right. Well, February 27th, we have a show at the Kraken with a California band called Catharsis, local bands Ghostblood and Rhine. March 7th, it's also going to be our physical CD release.
Okay.
Nice.
So you can go get it.
Yes, you can come get it from us, finally.
Get it.
And then we have a show March 21st, a bunch of bands. It's for the Wounded Warrior Project.
Okay, cool.
It's a free show.
It's a great cause.
It'll be starting early for that.
Semper Fi, Devil Dogs.
And then, other than that, we have a tour coming up at the end of May to June. We have a wonderful booking manager named Malia.
Oh, you got somebody doing work for you, huh?
Yeah, she's doing work for
us. The best.
Coming up in the world.
And then, once we get back, we're going to do another EP, and then tour again in the fall.
Cool, man. So there's some life in the Devils of Luton camp these days, man. That's awesome to hear.
Yep.
All right, so we have enough time to play one more song from you guys. You got any final words? Anybody want to shout out? Say hi, Mom.
I love Seattle.
Hail Satan.
This place is way better to play music in than California.
Everybody on Tinder sucks.
That couldn't be more true. All right.
And what's that hashtag, guys?
Hashtag Metal Shop at 10.
Thank you.
At 10.
All right, hell yeah. So this is the last song from you guys. What's it called?
Guys of the Deceiver.
Let's do it, man. Thanks again. Devils of Luton.
Thank you.
Support the local metal. It's Metal Shop, 99.9 KISW.
From the Vault is next. We'll be right back.
Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.